Well, last night in a rally, President Trump mocked how much CNN was covering COVID-19. No one wants to hear it, he said. In response, today, CNN is running all of the weeping, heartbreaking families who've lost loved ones to the disease. They've covered a very long montage at this point. Of course, both Trump and Biden are heading for their final debate on Thursday night. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates says candidates' microphones will be muted while their opponents deliver a two-minute statement before each of the six topics to try to counter the first debate when President Trump in particular ran a commentary under Joe Biden's words. On Fox today, Trump said he may or may not interrupt again. But what will he say? In the last 2 days, he's called America's Dr. Anthony Fauci an idiot, called Joe Biden a criminal. Joe Biden did call him a clown in the first debate. Let's put all this through the filter of history with Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, I want to start by listening to some sound that we have here. The president was in a conference call with campaign workers yesterday. He knew reporters were allowed to listen in. He is talking about Fauci. Let's listen.
Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. But Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
Now, the president also blasted government scientists, as we said, CNN. He called Joe Biden a criminal based on those emails Rudy Giuliani claims to have on a hard drive. You know, this is something the Republican Senate committee didn't find. Can you think of any other president speaking this way during a re-election campaign?
Not really. I mean, you do have moments when the rhetoric can get pretty rough. Certainly in 1972, I would think of when President Richard Nixon really went after George McGovern and presented him as virtually unpatriotic, despite his being someone who served in the war. But as with many things, President Trump is taking this to a whole new level. He's, you know, criminalizing his opponent, literally calling for investigations, and he's attacking his own scientist in the middle of a pandemic. So I think it's a important scale and scope difference, and very distinct to hear a president speak this way.
Well, we all know what happened to McGovern, you know, and so the question is, where should Joe Biden look in history for some direction? Now, here he is at a campaign rally in North Carolina on Monday, criticizing Trump's view of the pandemic.
The other night, Trump said at one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner." And my grandfather would say, "This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turned the corner."
Now, Julian, there's a campaign by Trump supporters like Fox News' Brit Hume and lawyer Rudy Giuliani to cast Biden as senile. Giuliani said on Fox and Friends that Biden had dementia and would get through the last debate with attention deficit disorder medications. I mean, he said that. Does Biden have an historical role model to follow to not get dragged into that mud?
He does, and he knows it very well. Barack Obama in 2008... who wasn't facing an incumbent. He was facing Senator McCain and Sarah Palin, whose campaign rhetoric was often a little like what we hear today. He stayed focused on the long term. He stayed focused on his big issues. He avoided getting kind of swept up by what's called the noise of every day in the coverage. And I think that Obama role model, which Biden was there to see firsthand, is exactly what he needs to do. He is winning in the polls. And the one thing he can't do is just react to everything that the president's throwing at him right now. Because in the end, people seem to like who Biden is and at this point what he stands for.
Well, but a huge number of Americans very much like Donald Trump and who he is. As an historian, are you already, you know, stitching this together, or does, you know, the book down the road, the future judgment, history, depend on what happens in the election? If he wins, does that alter your view of his language now?
It won't alter my view of his language. I think his language is very much what I just characterized. If you judge it by the norms of what we've had before and how presidents have acted, I think you can evaluate what this is and the effects that it has, certainly in the short term, and why it's dangerous to our democratic institutions to have this kind of presidential rhetoric normalized. What's its impact politically? I have no idea. And it will depend in the end on what happens, not just with this election, but elections in the years that follow and how our politics unfolds.
We have a few seconds left. I'm reaching back to Hoover as a president who, in that case, the Depression, just kind of said, oh, it's going to go away and the market will fix everything. Can you think of anyone else in American history who has dismissed something as big as a pandemic?
Well, Woodrow Wilson didn't talk about it. He didn't dismiss it, but he, you know, hadn't talked about it. I think Hoover's the perfect analogy. He tried to wish a depression away. It didn't work. And he and his philosophy were discredited.
Yeah.
And that's very much what might happen this November.
Julian Zelizer, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.